Welcome to Cut From the Same Hymn, a faith-based podcast created to help the unsaved find him, the uncertain would have complete confidence in him, and encourage the believer to stay with him. Come on this journey where we're all about helping you find your way to Jesus.
If I could just.
If I could just.
If I could just.
If I could just.
Touch the hem of his garment.
Welcome to another episode of Cut From the Same Hymn. I am your co-host, Jarrell. Which is super weird that the co-host would be the one starting off saying that he's the co-host. But you're going to see how that all ties in, because today we are talking about humility. So, me just being allowed to go first, it's a little bit of humility there from the host, my partner, my brother, my hermano, Mr. Tim himself. And I'm speaking for him. That is crazy, right? It's crazy. I'm not going to do that. Sorry, Tim.
You can speak for me, man. It's all good.
Okay, y'all heard that, folks.
Yeah.
I can speak for him. Well, it's not just me, and Timothy in the building. We have the Kingdom Girls.
Kingdom Girls.
Two-thirds of the Kingdom Girls.
That's what we're doing.
Girls.
Kingdom Girls.
We got City Girls. We got Kingdom Girls.
Kingdom Girls.
Kingdom Girls. We got to come up. Hey, help us come up with some names.
We need some names for the team.
I don't like that.
Kingdom Girls.
You don't like that?
No, we need to find
that. That sounds good to me.
KG's in the house.
Back to the drawing board, please.
The Kingdom Girls. Kingdom Girls.
Divine Providence's Child.
The Divine Child? Divine Child?
That's another one.
DP, what is it? DPC? The DPC.
Yeah, Divine Providence's Child. And Escape. Temptation.
Ooh, Escape Temptation.
Look at that. Real quick, that's three groups y'all get to choose from. Choose y'all names.
No. I like
we'll
the Divine Girls.
You
like,
I like Kingdom Girls. Kingdom Girls.
That sound like you got a little.
Yeah, I'm a Kingdom Girl. I like it.
That sounds like you got
yeah,
it.
The shirt would be
like
dope. You could have a whole brand. Man. Kingdom Girls.
Watch how you talk about
Kingdom Girls.
Lord.
Yeah, because I'm a Kingdom
Girls.
Girl.
Yeah, I'm Kingdom Girls.
Yeah.
They going to get you.
They just need a grill.
They going to get you.
Get a grill. Got the Kingdom Girls. Yeah. We saved and ratchet at the same time. Kingdom Girls, right. We don't believe in that.
They're not feeling that, so we're not going. We'll pray about it.
It's probably going to be my nickname anyway. I'm going
to
just do it anyway.
Yeah,
they're going
to,
like how Dad is Fresh Air, even though it's Honor the King, you know, Fresh Air.
So that's how people get nicknames.
That's how they get nicknames.
People just bestow them upon you, and they start to say it, then it gets picked up, and then it just gets
thrown on,
carried on through life, so... Yeah.
So Kingdom Girls, Kingdom DPC, Girls. Divine Providence Child, and then what was the other one?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, Escape.
Temptation.
Yeah, Escape Temptation. I don't know. That one's kind of fleeting. That one's fleeting, yeah.
That's long. But y'all get the gist where we're going with these.
But the DPC would be kind of cool for the initials for shirts and stuff. That would be kind of cool, too. DPC.
Don't be...
I could see KG. That would be a nice little logo.
Two-thirds of them, it seems like one-third. The other one was not here to say in her absence.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah.
So, anyways, since we're here, we figured that we just talk to y'all about, like I said, humility. But before we dive into that, we just need to do a self-check. So I'm checking on my bro. Finding out what it's been like since we were last in each other's sights.
A day ago? 2 days ago?
Because we don't really go too long without seeing each other.
No, life's good, man. This is weird, you going first. So, hey, life is good. We just been chilling. Just chilling. Trip's doing great. The girls are doing great. Well, Trinity didn't get to be the class representative.
How did they do? Was it voted?
Yeah, they voted.
All children?
Yeah, they voted. It was some little boy got it. And she was not feeling it. She came home looking crazy. I was like, what's wrong? I didn't get it. I didn't what? What? I didn't get it. I'm like, well, I'm sorry.
We're supposed to be voting for black women.
The dude was black, so I mean, the little boy.
I said women.
His name was Trey Dog. What? Trey Dog.
Okay, we'll talk about this a little bit later.
Trey Dog. That's his nickname in the school. Trey Dog.
Trey Dog. Well, that sounds, you know what it sounds like to
but
me?
But he a black guy, so I can't.
Trey Dog sounds like he might have been trying to extort them kids for the votes.
Vote
he
for Trey Dog.
Yeah, he might have been. It might have been some threats.
Vote for Trey Dog.
He might have been threatening them children. Trey Dog sounds like that's kind of gangster. It sounds like he was running down.
Come here, Trey Dog.
He was Suge Knight in them kids.
Trey Dog.
Hanging them upside down over the bleachers in the gym.
Give me your cornbread. That's Trey Dog. Yeah, Trey Dog. Cornbread.
Vote for me.
Nah, but life's good. We chilling. Ain't no complaints over here. Church stuff still doing what it doing. I was in Attics all day yesterday, so that was fun. And but yeah, man, life of, you know, at the church is different. It's not like a regular job, so it's kind of funny money. You don't know what you're going to do, a new adventure every day. So besides that, man, yeah, life is gravy. I shouldn't say that. That's a bad word. Gravy, yeah. If you look on YouTube, you know, gravy is not, you don't supposed to say gravy, you know, on the YouTube.
Because of the gluten?
Well, because of that guy named Diddy and starts with a P. Yeah, you know.
What did he say about gravy?
Yeah, I don't think I heard this.
Yeah, it was just some weird stuff. Just look it up, and you'll be like, okay. Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, gravy is like has like a sexual something to it.
All right.
So, yeah, that's just wild. But we might actually do that promiscuity, or whatever. It's some word like that. But we might do that. We might do an episode on that. Because two of you, you know, I was about to get on some of the KGs. I was going to get on the KGs.
Uh-oh.
The Kingdom Girls. Why? Don't be shaking head. I wasn't even talking about you. You shaking head.
Have to change the name if that's happening.
Yeah. We can't have that. That's different. But how was your life? How was your week? Or your couple of days from seeing?
Was cool. I didn't do much. Let the kiddo run me in the ground. The other kid, allergies, which we were talking about on the way here. Like, what's up with allergies? Like, that was not a thing when we was kids. Allergies did not exist. I don't know what happened. I turned 21. No, I didn't turn 21. I went overseas.
And came back?
My last one, and I came back, and then I developed allergies. But when I was a child, nah. But my child's allergic to everything. It's a long laundry list. She's one of those kids that comes with instructions.
Yeah.
She's allergic to it all.
She takes adult dosages.
Yeah.
Adult dosages. Yeah.
I'm on her regimen for how to escape the environments trying to rub me out.
She's different.
Yeah. But enough about...
Well,
Kingdom Girls, how are y'all doing?
Well, hold on, before we get to them. It was funny, because I said I didn't get allergies until I got married, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get allergies until I got married, so it's the woman in my life that made me sick. It's the woman. I love her. I love her to death. I will take a bull.
Lit.
See how we rock? Look, he knew what I was going. But yeah, but anyway, back. Kingdom Girls, yeah. How are y'all? How is y'all?
How art thou?
Yeah. KG Girls.
Pretty good. Did pretty well. We seen each other. That was a few days ago, wasn't it? Yeah.
So y'all just like
living.
This?
Been living. The Kingdom Girls thing, though, I think, I don't know, we're just going to have a conversation.
I love it. It flows off the tongue very well. Y'all will grow to love it.
Providence's child.
No, that's way too many words. And it sounds like...
I'm thinking Destiny's Child.
Yes, that's right. Like, that's the what is divine providence.
No.
Not Destiny, providence.
We're going to put a pin in it. We'll come back to it later.
Kingdom Girls.
Okay, how was your week?
I'm going to put a 90 on
this
that
This is
one.
Kingdom Girl 1A.
Yeah.
Well, y'all can fight over it.
Yeah, who's a 1A?
Who's 1A?
Because you're all ones in our books.
We gotta wait till the third one's here, then y'all can really.
She's probably gonna be 1A because she kind of gangster.
Well, 1B because her mom told us she was the boss.
Yeah.
So she might want to be.
She might want to be. You're right.
I guess since I last saw y'all, a week has been okay.
think it kind of went downhill since I last saw y'all.
Wow. Oh, man. Wow. So need to stay. Time out. Wait a minute. Didn't somebody say they got some new followers because they was with us?
We did.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think our brand had a great week. Our cut from the same hem, but you know, individually, you know, we still.
It's a little.
Yeah.
A little but rough.
It's okay. We are one.
It was a little.
Just a little bit.
Together.
It's all good.
Kingdom Girls.
It's all good.
Y'all like and subscribe, and you know what? We need to put a poll on this. Like, which name do they want?
That's what I said.
Yeah, we'll put a poll. Let's put a poll.
Leave it up to the people because the people decide your nicknames.
Yeah, Kingdom Girls rolls off the tongue a little better. I'm just saying, it just rolls off the tongue.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Thank you, my man. Thank you. Well, let's dive in because they telling us we need to hurry up.
Shall we?
Yeah, they trying to say
something. They also told us not to do that.
They did tell us not to do that too. Yeah, but this is what keeps us real.
Can't help it. Yeah. Word vomit.
Yeah, word vomit. That's what life is. All right. So like Jay said, we were humble, humble, humble. You know, I remember Dad preached that sermon about, you know, humble, bow down, you know.
Damn.
And it was with, what's that boy's name? What was his name? K-Dot? K-Dot? Kendrick Lamar.
Be humble.
Be humble.
He did have that song.
And bow down. And that was funny. So when he was like, well, what are we going to do this week? Be humble. That's all I thought about was Dad walking out on the stage.
on
the stage with Be Humble. Oh, man. Yes, he played it. He played the clean version in church, guys. He played the clean version. Okay, he played, and then he did the Migos, walk it like I talk it.
Oh yeah, that was good. This was some years ago.
It was funny.
It's like when those songs came out.
Yeah, clean version.
Yeah.
And then Kiki.
He did that one.
Kiki, don't you lie to me? Oh, Daddy was different. So when he said that, I was like, yeah, be humble, bow down. But anyway, that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about being humble and humility and bowing down and what does that mean and what does that look like in context and life in general and, you know. And so let's pray it up. Let's dive in and let's get into this word. Dear God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this word. We thank you for the crew. We thank you for everybody who is listening, tuning in. We pray now that we'll be able to get into your word, that it will something will be said, they'll be able to transform and change someone's life. We're not doing it for us and for fame or fortune, but we're doing it for you and your glory, because you get all the praise, you get all the glory, you get everything. So we love you and praise you, and we love you and praise you. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen.
You really mean it?
Mean it.
You gotta say it two times.
Gotta say it, you know? Put that in your spirit.
Yeah.
Let that sizzle. Is that a thing still? Sizzling, yeah. Let that simmer in your spirit. Interesting. But yeah, we're gonna be looking at Luke 18 is pretty cool because we have Jesus is giving out some parables to disciples, to, you know, you're gonna start seeing children coming to him, like. But he sets it up in this three parable situation in Luke 18. He sets it up pretty good. Like the first half is talking about, well, of course, humility. The whole passage is humility, but he's talking about the how bad do you want it? You know, how bad do you want it? A righteous judge and a horrible judge. And then you're going to see the publican that we're going to talk about today, the publican and the I guess what it was, the poor person. What was the who was that person?
With the publican?
Yeah.
The Pharisee?
Yeah, the Pharisee. That was the publican, but who was the other person?
Tax collector.
The tax collector, yeah. So that's crazy. That's even crazy. We're gonna talk about that. And then, you know, the children come and bring up the children unto me and all that. You gotta be like a, you know, if you wanna have the kingdom, you got to come like a child, right? So that's what that is. But we're going to be in the middle of that about the humility. The first or last should be first, right? One of the DCP girls, DPC girls, y'all can. I'm just trying to play with the words.
Anyway,
with DPC girls.
Where are we at? Luke 18:9.
Verse 9.
Okay. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican.
Can we stop right there?
Okay.
Can we stop right there? I think that's going to be a good stopping part. Because I know Jay got some things to say.
Pin in it.
Yeah, he got some things to say about that one. Because I was like, oh, where would Jay?
Oh, where would I?
Where would he stop?
Right there.
Yeah.
That's nuts. It's a wild prayer.
It is.
Like, Lord God, thank you for not making me like those bozo sinners over there. Those that steal. Those that rob. Like, God, thank you so much that, yo, I'm right up there with you. I thank you. That is a crazy, crazy prayer.
First off, why are you in the church saying that? Like, thank you, God, that I'm not like him.
Like him, right there. Point him out. What? Point him out.
So you weirdo. That's wild.
I don't know. That is nuts.
Like, why would I do that?
Preposterous.
I'm not like other men. What you mean you not like other men? Did you not wake up this morning? What you mean you're not? No. Oh, gosh.
He knew what he meant.
Yeah, he did. He did something.
What he meant. But that's what we do.
But he stood up, though. That's what got me. I was like, this fam boss got up out the seat. He walk up into the church and then, oh, I ain't gonna sit down with you. Let me stand up. Thank you, God, that I'm not like them. These ways. People. Yeah, no, these people.
Those right there. These trash human beings that don't do right. That's crazy. They're super crazy.
Are they God's trash?
Not according to him.
Not according to him, nah. He's like that.
They're God. Their own trash.
Yeah.
Minus the Febreze, they stink. I noticed that they are just, they're garbage. Like, basically, he is...
Yeah, he...
Like, yo, see him, point him out. Like, him right there.
The extortioners.
Like...
What does that even mean?
Can we stop it? Did he start bigging himself up?
Yeah. No, we didn't get there yet. We didn't get there yet. I just thought that was funny, because I was like, oh, you got something to say on that one. That I'm not like other men, extortioners, the unjust adulterers, and even as this publican. What?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, even like this guy.
Naming
people.
He was speaking in general, then he
like,
then
oh,
he
found, like this guy. You know?
Perfect example, sitting right next to me. Look at that. The bond, he's right. It. He's right there. Someone that I'm about to get to, right there. I'm not doing what he's doing. I'm not that. Which is sometimes how we come off in the church.
Bro.
Yeah, that I wasn't going to bring it to y'all front door, church.
Yeah.
I did.
Because them people at church, you know you get mad at them people when they be praying. You be like, really? Like, are you serious? Praying for toe jam.
Oh, I knew you was going to hit that.
You know I was going to hit that. Man, he was praying for toe jam. I said, wait a minute.
Well, he thanked God for it.
Thank God for the toe jam. And I was like, what? Where did that come from? But then, you know, you talk to those people outside of church, and then you hear them pray in the church, you'd be like, y'all are two different people. Y'all not the same. Those are two different people. You different. Why are you so different? Father God, Father God, Father God, Lord, I thank you, Lord, I thank you, Lord, I thank you. But then outside of church, it's like, oh, my life sucks. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. You just started praising God. What? You weird. You weird. But you put that show on in church, though.
How to be consistent.
Like, I hate praying in church. Can I be real? I hate
this is
praying.
The platform.
I Safe. Hate praying
only
in
a few
the church.
And we'll see it.
Cause yeah, only a few. I hate praying because it's like when you start praying, I'm a different guy. I'm a preacher, right? So I always like critique other preachers, and that's just what I do. We critique each other. So when we'd be praying, I'd be like, I count. The Lord, I thank you. The Father, God's, you are so good, sir. Like I be counting. What is that one? Our one deacon here at the church. He always talks.
Who?
the one deacon. He'd be like, I think it's just the Father Gods. And I'd be like, man, how many Father Gods are you saying? And then it's like, I go weird to the point that it's no longer a prayer. You're just using words to feel. They're filler words now. It's not like in-depth, true. You're just using that instead of saying, you say Father God. So that's where I get kind of like, I don't want to say frustrated, but I'd be like, man. So when I do pray, I'm having a self-conscious moment. So I'm like, how many times did I actually say that? Like, nope, not saying it. Enough. So it's like a double prayer inside of a prayer. It's like,
I've exceeded the Father God.
Yeah. I did 5 already, and it's only been 30 seconds. Like, I can't. So that's just like my little weirdness, yeah, no. But then when you get up there and you see somebody actually genuinely praying, where you got the mess ups, it's not really polished, it's just they just going in, and it's like a real heart thing, whatever. I feel more relatable, or I relate more to that. Like, I feel that a whole lot more than that. Like, when you see the emotion in somebody when they're praying, but it's not, let me just get up here and just mm-hmm. say something. Like, there's a difference on those prayers. Now, there's moments for those different types of prayers. You know, like, if I'm over here at a convention or something, then you're not going to have this super deep emotional type kind of prayer. You're going to have that prayer where it's like, let me give you a generalization over everything, and, you know, everybody is good. Hit all the boxes. Right. Mm-hmm. But when it's that time where it's like you and God in your prayer closet, you don't know what that's going to sound like. You an ugly person at that point. And so, but when it comes into the church, it's like hard to figure that out, because when you look at the like certain like music that's being played, some of it do lead into like, yo, this is going to be a dope prayer. Like, you already know, because the way the music leads you to. But if it's just dry and they like come up, it's like, that's hard. Like, how do you also pray? Like, that's hard to pray. So, that's one of them things. But my bad. I went on a tangent. I just thought that was interesting that the buddy just got up and just started praying out from his seat. And perfect example. You hear this guy. The tax collector is AKA the publican. Yeah. All right. That's the tax collector. The tax collector is a publican. Now, let's get some little backdrop real quick. So you got the Pharisee is a religious leader who is of the Bible, of the Jews, the culture. He is he's all about the ceremonial laws, the legalistic aspects of Judaism. All the rituals need to be looked at. Basically, he is like your hardcore Bible thumper preacher person that knows all the scriptures in the world, right? But the problem was they didn't know how to truly apply them. Like Jesus did. And you know, when you see Jesus throughout scripture, he'd be like, but I say unto you, this is what you said, but this is what you've been taught, but let me break this down. And so now we have that distinction. And then you got the tax collector, which is the worst of the worst. Scumbag. He's like the scummy scum. He's the nasty black thing on the bottom of the shoe that you don't know what it is. He's that guy. And the crazy part was Jesus had one of them in his group. So, like, that's pretty dope. So that tells me that, hey, no matter how society looks at me, Jesus still loves me, guy. There's room for me with Jesus. So that's where we at. Go ahead.
Where we at?
Verse 12, sis. Escape.
I fast twice in a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted.
The first will be last. The last will be first.
Opposite of Ricky Bobby.
Yep, Ricky Bobby. You gonna go fast today? Go fast? Shake and bake. So now he done puffed himself up. I fast twice a day. Now, here's the crazy part, right? Okay, Jay, I kind of lied. I did look up some stuff, okay?
It's all good.
From school. So I went back from school. I looked at some school notes, right? And, I forgot about this. So Pharisees, they normally did fast twice a day, twice a week, all right? Mm-hmm. But if you wanted to be a super Pharisee, you added another, you added two more days to it. So they did the second and the fifth day because they look at it on the fifth day, Moses went up to the mountain to get the Ten Commandments. But on the second day, he comes down. The second day of the week, he comes down. So that's why they fast on the fifth and the second day. But then, if you want to be super roly, let's go on and put them two more days in there and let's be a super Pharisee, right? And so I thought that was really interesting. But why would you boast about that? Why would you boast about fasting? That's supposed to be self-denial, but you're going to boast in your self-denial?
Just in case God can't see and know all things, you got to tell him.
But wait,
he did
see me because I paint my face and I wear horrible clothes. So he got to see this nasty man that I am. Like I do it twice a day, God. I do this twice a week. I'm always fasting. And I was like, fasting is cool, but if you're not putting word with it, you're starving yourself. You're just in a starvation mode. So your point of fasting is like, what are you even doing it for? You know, are you doing it for, like, I don't know, like, health reasons? Are you doing it for spiritual reasons? Like, I fast. Like we talked about, I did a 30-day fast, right? Mm-hmm. And the fast was actually pretty dope. But it was a spiritual fast. Like, I was really in there, in the scriptures, in the text, in the word, you know, experiencing God the best way that I can. Yeah.
I've seen some controversy on the internet whether you should be sharing that you're fasting or not.
While you're doing it?
Right.
No. Well, it depends on the context in which you're doing it. Because Paul speaks against it because it shouldn't, like, hey, if you're fasting and you shouldn't be roaming around like,
hey, guys, I'm fasting.
Like, yeah. Or, like, if someone's just like, hey, can you help me move my couch? I would help you move your couch, but, you know, I'm fasting and I'm just so weak and I have to preserve all my strength.
For the Lord.
Yeah, because... I just don't have all the strength that I would if I was just eating. But since I haven't eaten 7 days, then, you know, I can't help you move your couch. Come back next week because it'd be off.
Yeah, then. I have strength then.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's the case. Like, whatever it is that you, it's no need to share that.
Nah.
Like, if you...
Nah. Unless with your spouse. Yeah. Like, you know, people around you, like, yeah, that's pretty normal.
Like, and what's your context for doing so? Like, if it's to maybe give someone further knowledge on fasting, they may be asking, and you're telling them, like, hey, these things are, this is what, or maybe if you're possibly getting someone to join you, like, because sometimes people, like, sometimes fasting, it is easier to do, or not, I don't want to say easier, but... It's when you do it as a group.
When somebody's going with you.
Sometimes, yeah. Like, it's...
Nobody wanted to go with me on the 30, though. Nobody wanted to do the 30 with me. Nobody wanted to do the 30.
It was one of those.
Yeah, no one. I had to go by myself.
I'll be fasting.
But that's it. So, like, for in my case, I always tell people, my crew, if I'm going to fast. Because we like to eat. And so I don't want to, like, hey.
That's true.
Hey, time out on the, you know, pause on the eating. Don't say it that y'all went without me or anything, like, you know. Don't bring that extra, you know, temptation. Yeah, like, I need to break this. Hey, we're going to Chris and John.
But you know, I will say, you thugged it out because, man, we had, what was it, two tables?
Yeah.
Like 16 feet of seafood.
Yeah.
16 feet of...
Did not partake.
And my brother just sat there in an accent chair. holding double...
double babies.
Yeah. Holding down two children. Two busy baby boys.
Yeah.
While other people were dunking their king crabs in butter garlic. Kingdom girls.
Yeah, them kingdom girls was tearing it up. Oh, eating the corn, the eggs, and everything. Ooh, this spicy. It's good, though. Like, yo, they were really...
Yeah. But back to the Texas. We've been all over the place, y'all.
Yeah. But that's your... You don't have to let nobody know. But people will know something's different about you while you are doing it. Because, like some people, like, I still look the same. It's just, after a while, when we have conversation, it'll be like, dog, you ain't the same. You different. So that's where it gets kind of. But good question, though. That's a very good question. Good question. Where were we at? You just finished reading.
Oh, buddy, he's bigging himself up.
Oh, yeah. And he give his tithes. Of all that I possess. Now, that's interesting to me. Because Pharisees are rich dogs.
Yeah.
They got bread.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, you tithing all that you possess? What you tithing? Let me see what you tithe. You gave up 4 goats out of your 8? What did you do? You double? Well, I mean, I don't know. Did you double up? I don't know. I'm just trying to figure that out. But he says he fasts twice a week and he gives tithes on all that I possess. Oh, man. Go ahead. And the publican. Do that one.
The publican?
Yeah, because I know that's I beat my chest to the death.
That's hard to me. I don't know. Like, out of all the things in the Bible, to me, that doesn't sound like, I don't know. You can't, to me, find a better depiction of what, humility is, and the sincerity in it. Like, for the sake of my mic is so close, I won't beat my chest, but it gives you the urge to want to just like, yo, I mean this thing, like, have mercy on me.
Yeah.
A sinner, like that's what he's, and it's repeated. It's not one. It's not one time. Like, so to speak, how Tim was saying about the prayers, like, yo, these things don't have to be this lengthy, drawn out. And it's something I'm talking to myself because I pray a long time. Sometimes I pray a really long time, but sometimes that might not say that is what's arriving to God, especially when it's not coming from a sincere place. This man was sincere with that, to where I don't believe that was in his control, that he was beating his chest. I feel like that was an involuntary movement. I felt like it was just there was just no other way for not just my mouth to say that yo, have mercy on me. I am a sinner that his body forced him to do it. Like, I mean this thing. Like, we've all seen the King Kong on top of Empire or whatever it is that he's on at the moment. But imagine that. Like, imagine that. Imagine you being in church and somebody who we all knew was the foulest of beings for us in today's time. Was in church. And we can say that everyone is welcome in the house of the Lord, Cap. Though they are. But we don't act as such.
Nah, we don't.
By the right person, I mean the wrong person, come through these doors, we all about to be like, oh.
Why she wear that? Why he got that on?
What he doing?
What's this
smell
about?
Like he got 18 grams in his pocket.
Yeah. Where the Febreze at?
Had a hot box section before he walked through these doors.
Truth. That's actually a true story. That's actually true.
I mean,
it was true.
Well, that's to be said that because we are human, that's how the church thinks. Like, we have those things. Like, we don't know what's on this person's mind. because he didn't stand up and go Donkey Kong on his chest, God forgive, yeah. have mercy on me, a sinner. That does not mean that's not where his heart is at, though, or where her heart is at.
And he joined church that day.
Point taken.
Yeah, look, perfect example right there. Yeah. Look at that publican right there.
Facts, though. Boy, that's real.
It's a real thing.
The church, we have to be careful. Like, it does, and one, it doesn't matter what the person's intent is for arriving in the building, but what it can become while in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And while we're here, there's things that we can do to deter someone from arriving at the point at which God, because we believe in divine
providence. Yep.
So there's a point in which this person has placed, or they didn't place for it to be on their heart to come to church today. God placed that for them to come to church today.
Mm-hmm.
And who are we to question what they're doing here, or to treat them as they don't deserve to be in here, because we're all here through grace.
Hey, don't be a judger.
Don't. With context.
Yeah, with context. And we got to have context, though.
With context. That's not your scapegoat either, the person who just came in here. Yeah, I don't have size. I don't discriminate. Wave, cornrows, or dreads, I will eliminate.
Yeah.
I get on everybody's head. It's my own, too. And when I'm not on mine, someone else should do it.
Yep.
But, yeah, nobody is escapable of judgment. By Christ, by God, and by a living, breathing human being.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm not judging you to in a sense of condemning you. Like, the judgment is to, like, hey, basically when someone's judging you, the right way is, hey man, you like get on your square.
Yeah.
You fell off your square. Get back on your square. It's to get them back right. Mm. Not to just be talking down on someone and talk down on someone.
To belittle.
Like, yeah, not to belittle, not to make yourself seem like I got it all together, but you gonna bust hell wide open because you
with your bones.
Doing whatever it is that you're doing that's against what says the Lord. So, church, we got to do better with accepting everyone into the house. And by house, I'm not talking about the building. I'm talking about the body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because
we are a family. Like a giant tree.
Yeah.
What was that song? I need you.
Oh, yeah.
You need me. We're all copyright. Sorry, guys. We already did copyright.
You don't sing a lot of it.
Yeah.
That's how you escape that.
We got copyright.
But, yeah, that's it. Like, we all have to, and in the world, and if you look at the fact that this whole thing is, whatever we have is by grace and mercy alone, then that should help you be a little bit more tolerable of someone else and not have your nose so turned up at other people. When you can look at yourself, when you can examine yourself, when you can do the things, because James says, we all do the things, we've all sinned, everyone is a sinner at some point. If you're not, then you're calling God a liar.
I don't think you want to call God a liar. No.
So, yeah, we're not on that. And also, I'm talking a long time. I'm about to get back, but I'm gonna get this off.
Yeah, get it off.
Yo, the Pharisee, the issue is, and we all do it, is what are you measuring yourself by?
Oh, I was gonna talk about that.
Were you?
Keep going. Go. Oh, I'll jump in.
All right. Yeah, what are you measuring yourself by? Because, see, it's all too easy to make yourself look golden when you only comparing yourself to man. Oh, I don't drink. Thank God I don't drink.
Wow.
Thank God I don't curse. Thank God I'm not addicted to porn. Thank God I'm not a womanizer. Like, when those are your standards at which how you view yourself, then, yeah, you the man. Yeah, you the woman.
The woman.
Yeah, you are that. In a bag of whatever you want to be a bag of.
Collard greens.
Yeah. But yeah, all those, when that is your standard, when your standard is something else that's super fallible, that is inevitable to be a mess up, then yes, because we all fall short of the glory of God. Yep. But when your standard is Christ, how it's supposed to be, it gets a little hard to say you the man. It gets hard then. You can't... If my standard is Christ walking, living a perfect, flawless life,
yeah,
it's hard then. I don't know if I have that. If my prayer is thank God that I'm not
them, yeah,
because that's not what you're looking at.
Can't.
And then what'll start to happen is you'll start to notice just how off you are. And when you're that off, then you'll turn and you'll be like, who is it? Isaiah. Woe is me.
I'm unclean.
For I'm a man of unclean lips.
Yeah.
And not am I only a man of unclean. I chill with those with unclean lips. My whole crew wild.
Like I can't.
But that's only when you're looking at Jesus that you can have you when you're comparing yourself to such greatness, mm-hmm, that you will be like, oh man, like I'm undone. I'm filthy. I'm not right. And that in turn will affect how you treat others. That in turn will affect how, mm-hmm, you look at others.
Mm-hmm.
And you will want the same thing. Don't look in those when people come, because people do it all the time. They'll be like, hey, oh man, like you're doing so good, and nothing's wrong with encouragement, but it's how you receive them. I have a really hard time, and I'm sure a psychologist will tell me that there's some type of issue with me, and I'm not okay with something because I don't know how to accept compliments. I just don't. They make me feel weird and icky.
They do.
I don't know what to do. I deflect, and then I big up something about you.
Yeah, I like your shoes. Yeah. Thanks, sis. But
I mean, usually someone does that. Well, I won't. I will offer them to you in most cases. Like, oh yeah, you can have them.
That is true.
Like, I don't know what to do in those. Like, those of you, actually, if you catch me in the streets, like, I probably won't do it to you because I might got the idea that that's what you're going. But that's typically what happens. Like, I just don't know. It's a weird thing for me. And then it's just like, then I have to just big you up, like.
He's so caught off guard. Well, it's funny too. Oh, thanks, brother. Like he don't know what to do.
It's just weird. It's weird. It's a weird.
You did a good feeling. Job. Oh man, thanks.
It's weird. But yeah, like it's just that. Yo, we have to be careful. If someone is telling you something, sometimes it might be encouragement. That is not to go to your head. Don't let that go to your head. Don't let it go to your head. In fact, point whatever it is that they're pointing out about you, give that to God.
Yeah.
That's glory.
Yeah. Well, thank you, God.
Yeah.
Tim J, you preach very well today. Well, thank you, Jesus, because this show wasn't me. I don't know what I said. I don't know what I said. But, man, Jay, that's good. Now, that's some good stuff. I hope y'all listening, because that was some good juice. That was some good juice right there. Yeah, that was some good juice, right? But when you look at it, let's go a little deeper. Let's go a little deeper. Little deeper. How do you think the man felt, the tax collector must have felt, that he's sitting in this room with this Pharisee and he's getting called out? He's already feeling bad because he's in the corner. He's sitting in there in the corner. He already know he's not what it's supposed to be. The tax collector was the person that worked for Rome, the oppressors of the Jewish people. So now you got this Jew who's the Jew of Jews, Pharisees, and then you got a tax collector who is working for the enemy, but he's a Jew. But we count you as an outcast, as a dog. We don't even want you in our place because you're unclean, because you're dealing with the Romans, right? So now you got that situation, and then you got this man. He's sitting there. I can't even look up. I can't look up. He said, I can't even look up to the heaven, right? I can't lift my eyes up. I can't. So now think about it. You got this dude in the corner. I can't lift my head up. And then he start beating his chest. Right?
That's hard.
This is a contrite spirit. This dude here is in a whole nother realm of not just being sorry and sorrowful. He's contrite, broken. Yeah. He is like, I'm in a situation. I'm in a space where I can't. I'm not like them dudes. I'm not like nobody else. I just know I'm foul. I have a foul situation. And then he said, but I smote my chest. That smoting of the chest is, he kept doing it.
Yeah.
Like it was a continual thing. It wasn't a nonstop. Like, oh, I beat my chest. Nah. He was like, you could just picture it like, yo, you got this dude who's in a crying state. He has to be in a sorrowful state, crying state, because you're not even looking up. You're down. You're down and out. You're beating your chest. And all you can say is, Lord, have mercy on me. Like, what? That's it? What? Have mercy on me. I'm a sinner. Wow. I know who I am. I know I'm not right. I know that without a shadow of doubt. I'm a sinner. I don't have the fanciness. I probably rob people by taking all their tax money. Mm-hmm. I'm probably like the worst person ever. But I do know one thing. I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Now, I don't know what movie I can't, because I'm trying to think of a movie reference of like what that looked like.
Yeah.
Because, like, I could just see somebody, you know, snot coming out. The Pursuit of Happiness? Pursuit, no, I need the one. Well, that the bathroom scene was kind of dope. That was kind of dope on that scene. And we might have to put that in a video somewhere. But that was actually kind of a dope scene when he kept locking the door with his foot so nobody would come in. Yeah, that's pretty tough. Crap, and he started doing all them weird movements. Like, yeah. That's tough. But yeah, he beat his body. He saw the sorrowfulness and whatever, and he said, "Have mercy on." And Jesus, remember, he's speaking of the parable. And Jesus literally said, "The man who justified himself went away sorrowful, but the man who was sorrowful was abased, exalted. Like he was good." He was justified. So the question is, and this can go for anything, church, our families, whatever. What are we doing life for? What are we doing it for? Are we trying to be the justifiers of my soul? Mm. You know, ain't that the song? Justifier of our soul. He's the justifier. But we trying to be our own just now. Think about it, and I like the text because he went with that word justice, right? Justified. The first 8 verses was about justice, yeah. Swift justice. You don't want swift justice. You want that prolonged justice from God. You don't want that swift justice. That's you dead. Like you done. Like what is it, Sapphire and them? They feel dead. Lying. So you want that, but he was saying he was going to be justified. And I love the way that Jesus, he's the perfect storyteller because he's playing. He's one, he gets our emotions. You get involved with your emotions because you'd be like, yo, that's serious right there. But then there's the message is so deep. It's like it cuts you because if you read this Bible and don't get convicted, something wrong with you. Something is messed up wrong with you because the Bible is convicting. I can look at my brother's eyes and you can see that, yeah, he was a merciful man because this dude right here, I went through something and I figured it like, yo, I can't. I'm a sinner. Mm-hmm. If you can't get that moment, something not right with you. And that's just one of them things. And just backdoor one time, just the backdoor, you said the who are you, your standard? What is the standard? Yeah, that's just wild. This man literally looked at himself. I'm the standard of everything. I do this, 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 I do this. Church world, we do that.
Yeah.
Family life, we do that. Yeah. we do that. School life, whatever realm, work life, we do that. Oh, my numbers are always great. Mm-hmm. So school life, man, a 95, bro, that's whack. We 97s all day over here. So you're becoming your own justifier of your own means. This man said, I can't justify myself. There's nothing for me to justify. He saw himself as I can't. I literally can't. God, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Now, here's the crazy part. That right there is a salvation moment.
Yeah.
Straight salvation moment. We opened up talking about prayer. We don't have to say eloquent prayers and all of that. You want the real contrite, real prayers. This man, that's all he said.
That's it.
God, have mercy on me, for I'm a sinner. He recognized who he was. I'm a sinner. He recognized that he can't do it by himself. I don't meet the standard. And the only person that can justify me is God. God, have mercy on me. And that's the most beautiful thing. That's just like the man on the cross, the thief on the cross. Remember me in your paradise. Remember me in your kingdom. Just remember me. That was his only prayer. Remember me, man.
We deserved it.
Yeah.
Recognizing.
Yeah. Remember me. And then the cool thing about Jesus, his whole responses on everything that he do, even with this man, he went away justified. The other one went away sorrowful. The man, the thief on the cross, he asked the question. Jesus justified him right then. Today. You're going to die today. We know you're going to die. Mm-hmm. It ain't like you're not dying.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get you off this cross. You're going to die. But today, mm-hmm. you will be with me in paradise. What? That's what we have when we accept Jesus. We get paradise. Life eternal. We getting life in the simplest way ever. Like, this is like the dopest thing. God, have mercy on me. If you mean it, that's all you need. That's all you need. Well, anything else? Because I was about to go through and be like, yo, we can.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to see?
No.
Because have mercy on us, man. Have mercy on us, God. Some of us, we like to be the justifier of our faith, our life, the things that we want to do, right? And if you are thinking that way, there's a problem with that. There's a pride issue. You got pride. Life is, you're making life harder than what it is, because you're trying to live up to your own standard. And the scripture says we can't live up to our own standard, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So if you have fallen short of the glory of God, you should be like this man right here in our text. I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me, God. Call out for God's mercy, because God is willing and he's able and he wants to. Because he wants to be like, give you the answer. Just like the man on the thief on the cross. The man. Today you'll be with me in paradise. He wants all of us to be in paradise with him. He wants us to live with him eternally. The scripture says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But the wages of sin is death. Mm-hmm. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. What is the gift? It's the greatest scripture known to man. John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that means anybody, whoever is breathing, that's a human breathing, believe on him, you will have life. Right? So we're going to just close out with a simple prayer. Just like out of our text today. God, have mercy on me. on me, for I'm a sinner. Forgive me of the sins that I've committed, past, present, and future. Give me the gift. I ask that you come into my heart. Be the leader of my life, the ruler of my life, so that I don't be the person that's puffing up my chest and talking about somebody else in they way. And I asked all this in your son Jesus' name, because he rose, he died, he bled, he did everything just for me. And I believe that. Now I want to walk in the newness of life. I don't want to do the things that I used to do. I don't want to say the things that I used to say. I want to act right. I want to have a different spirit, a different mindset. Give me that. In Jesus' name, amen. Simple. Have mercy on me, for I'm a sinner. And that's it, my dude. That's it. If you said that prayer, if you said it, if you believe that, hey, comment us. Get us a shout out. Text us. I said I'm going to call somebody. If y'all give me y'all info, I'll call you. I'll FaceTime you or whatever and all that good old jazz. And that's it. But let's pray it out, Jay, and let's roll.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day. We thank you for the words that were spoken, your words, God, and we ask that they would land effective, God. We pray that someone would arrive at knowing that the standard that they have placed for themselves or the standard that the world gives is not enough, and that they would recognize that they need your mercy and your forgiveness and see Jesus as the standard, God. That is the prayer and the request that we have, that everyone would come to know that they're not enough. Their way is not enough. Their way is not it. Their way is not right. Their way is not just, but yours are. Yours are. This world is just not right. It's not right. We fall so short daily. And they're confused. Satan has us blinded. They are confused because they think that that is correct. They think that they can save themselves. And they can't. They can't. Only you can help them to find Jesus. We love you and we thank you. Amen.
Amen. Well, y'all are on episode number 4 of the Cut from the Same Hymn podcast, because we sure forgot to say that in the beginning.
Yeah, I'm and,
that's why I'm the host. No, I'm just playing. Stay humble. But like, subscribe, comment, put everything down. Thanks for the prayer, Jay. Thank you, Kingdom Girls, for doing all the things that y'all are doing. Y'all are dope, awesome. We pray that Maya can get can come back, because we miss Maya. We need to have our trio here.
We need all the Kingdom
Girls. We need all the Kingdom Girls in the building. And yeah, man, like, subscribe. I think I said all that. And one more.
If because I just need to drive. We just need to drive this point home. So it's the fact that it's the saying out there, shoot for the moon and even if you miss it, you land on the stars, right? And that sounds like high standards.
Trash.
It's not it. It's not it. Shoot for the moon, that's not it. Land on the star, that's a low reward. shoot for Jesus, shoot for Jesus Christ, and you'll be guaranteed to be with the Father. That's it. Yo, get to him. Get to him.
Get to him.
That's our prayer for everybody.
We out. Get to
As we come to the end of today's episode, I want to thank you for joining us on this journey of faith, reflection, and connection. If today's conversation spoke to you or offered a new perspective, we'd love to hear from you. Feel free to reach out, share your thoughts, and don't forget to subscribe. Until next time, stay blessed, and we'll see you soon.
If I could just
touch
the hem of his garment.